Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 45, and here with us today we've got Matt, Nick, Josh, and some of you may remember my friend Will. What's up, everybody?
Hey!
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
I thought Will was dead.
Nope, Will's not dead.
You know, it's been a joke.
I am sick again.
Who's the one who keeps dying?
It's Will.
I think it was Will.
It's been a joke, but really, R.I.P. Will.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know.
Adam can do my eulogy. Yeah.
So let's get it started, guys. Have you guys been playing any games recently?
I got back into WoW with Cataclysm. Ooh. Yeah.
And that's Will, the biggest nerd. I've been playing cool guy games. I've been playing Majora's Mask.
The guy game.
Yeah, the guy game. No, today I was playing Majora's Mask in Nick's house.
We were going to play Halo Reach, but there was no disc in the box.
Yeah, I brought it with no disc. And I think that's it. I don't play video games.
I started playing GoldenEye, but I'm...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
I'm literally through the tutorial. Almost done with the tutorial.
It was much better than it had any right to be.
Okay, good. I don't know. I was having trouble with some of the controls.
I had to use a regular controller for it.
Did you use GameCube or did you use the Pro?
I bought a Pro controller for it.
Yeah, I need to use the Pro. I was using the Classic controller, and the Classic controller without the like the addition that the Pro has is really difficult to use.
It's just terrible. And I tried using a GameCube controller, but I just couldn't. I don't know.
Yeah, the C stick is so. I don't know. It's really difficult to use, but the Pro controller is good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good with it.
Okay, then maybe that's what I'll use my gift card for.
Josh?
Bud?
Have I been playing any games?
Yes.
If by games you mean freaking out about my last semester of grad school, then yes, I have been playing games.
So no.
So
quit
no.
Playing games with Josh's heart.
All right, well... I've been playing a bunch of Zelda games. I think, like, last...
That's why you have such a huge backlog.
I'm almost done with them. I think last...
No, he's not. He's not very good at it.
Last... I'm sitting here playing, like, Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, and Josh is just, like, yelling at me.
I keep offering to GameFAQ everything for him.
Adam, you suck. Why are you so bad at Zelda? Oh, God.
Did you play Oracle of the Ages?
No, I'm not there yet. So I started... with the original Zelda, I think, like a year ago. And then I started Zelda 2, but then something came up and I never finished it, so...
You shouldn't finish it as a...
I did finish it. I finished it a few weeks ago.
Wait, so when you get to these Oracle games, are you going to do it right and, like, double Game Boy it and connect them and all that crap?
If I had two Game Boys, maybe.
Oh, man, I wonder who has two Game Boys around here.
I have two Game Boys sitting on my desk in my bedroom.
It's a Game Boy Color game, though.
I have two Game Boy Color games. I have two Game Boy Colors sitting on my desk at my house.
Nice.
I have two Game Boy Classics sitting on my desk right now in the other room.
I could probably steal my wife's Game Boy Color if you wanted to.
What, you're married?
I'll be fine.
Yes.
Things are blowing my mind.
But you'll have to start paying rent, though.
Does your wife know that you play video games? How did you trick her into marrying you?
Because she also plays.
Because she doesn't know that she's married to him.
Tell him what your ring says.
Yeah. Oh, she got my wedding band engraved on the inside. It says "Property of Umbrella Corporation."
That's incredible.
Is your wife hottest gamer chick Felicia Day?
Oh, are you married to the hottest gamer chick Felicia Day?
I
can't go 10 minutes on the internet without somebody being like, "Dude, I totally fapped a Felicia Day."
Who's Felicia Day?
Who's Felicia Day?
She's the hottest gamer chick!
Who is Felicia Day?
Have you ever heard of the internet?
What?
The internet. It's this...
What?
What?
Wait, do you have a Sony...
I'm Google imaging her right now. Calm down, everybody.
The internet is this thing that Nintendo's deathly afraid of. They're really scared of it. I'm pretty sure Iwata wakes up.
I think she's the hottest gamer chick.
Oh, that's the thing Nintendo told me we didn't want.
Wait, Olivia Munn versus Felicia Day.
The redhead?
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. She's a cutie pie.
I felt really gross when he said cutie pie. I felt like you were talking to me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm at Majora's Mask right now. Just doing the side quests, and I'm probably going to beat it today.
I beat Georg today.
Mm-hmm.
If I come back tonight and you're not done with that game, I'm kicking you out of my house.
See, this is what I'm talking about. He's just being a bitch.
I don't like...
Even though he's never even played, like, Ocarina of Time or Majora's
Mask. Yes, I
have.
Get out.
You played Majora's Mask?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I greatly enjoyed...
Shut up. Majora's Mask.
Hey.
I greatly enjoyed
the... Whose living room are you crashing?
I'm living with Josh right now because I don't have a home at the moment.
Exactly.
Quit being a homeless.
So you're a hobo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he has no job and no home.
Wait, so the beard works now?
Yes.
Do you have one of those, like, satchels where you have it? It's like, what are those called?
A satchel.
Is it a back?
Wait.
But I don't think it's a satchel. A satchel hangs off your sides.
Nick?
Right. It's like a something
can you,
sack.
Can you explain to what we're doing right
cart?
Now?
Okay, yeah. All this satchel talk is getting me... I'm craving to refresh my breath right now. I'm dipping into... some Zelda mints right now.
Yeah. Zelda mints?
I have a Hylian Shield tin full of mints.
Oh, I have that. Nice.
Ah.
I didn't like those mints. They weren't like strong enough.
Yeah, they're not very... I was just about to say...
Anyway, I was going to say, before you start talking about your real life I don't give a shit about...
In IRL.
I greatly enjoy the Water Temple in Majora's Mask. It's a fun temple, and it's really cool design how everything's based off that one room.
Mm-hmm.
But Georg is a stupid boss.
The fish?
Yeah.
I really like the stone, tower design.
That is a tough temple, and I'm not looking forward to playing that.
It's fun, though.
I'm just kidding. I am looking forward to playing it. I get frustrated at Zelda games.
It's, like, it's amazing, because, I mean, most of the dungeons are really, really small, but they're just designed really well.
Yeah. I know.
Just,
I know. Like
just that whole game is fantastic.
Best one.
It's very dense.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's so good.
I just can't bring myself to beat it.
You should.
I bought it on the virtual console.
Yeah, I bought it on the virtual console, and I was like, I'm going to play this. And Matt was always like, hey, have you played it? I was like, no. And he's like, do you want me to play it for you? Like, yes. So I'm watching Matt play that.
Yeah. Fine. And then after that, we got to beat Twilight Princess because Nick never beat that either. And by the way, I'm going
to
beat
it. No, every single time I go to play that, I saved my game. I made a really huge mistake. I got stuck in a dungeon and then gave up, and I have no clue. I took like a year off, and I have no clue where I'm at.
Nice.
And I'm constantly confused every time I turn on that game. And then I turn it on, I try to figure out where I'm at for an hour, and then I go, I'll just play Wind Waker. It's better.
Oh god, I'm looking forward to Wind Waker so much.
I actually have to say I enjoy watching people play games a lot.
I love it. I love watching people play video games. I think that on Xbox Live they should have a feature where you can just watch people play games.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think On Live is out for free now, and they have a feature where you can do that.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to. What kind of games are on Live?
Can you antagonize them though?
I don't know if you can chat to him.
Oh gosh, that would be horrible. Maybe. I would hate that.
I think I'm pretty sure. Actually, I can check it out right now.
It'd be so much pressure.
And I'll check it out.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
So guys, who's Cammy Dunaway?
What about her?
Or Felicia Day? Who's hotter?
Ooh.
Cammy. Gotta go with Cammy.
I don't know who either of those.
Cammy
Dunaway
get fired recently?
No,
or she like left.
She quit. Yeah, Cammy is the one with the broken arm story at E3 for Nintendo.
I didn't watch it.
It was like a few years ago.
She's the queen of pantsuits.
Was she that the woman who worked for them and tried to be like all hip?
Yeah, it was like really your mom decided to start running your favorite company.
Well, Reggie worked for Pizza Hut,
right?
Yeah, so, I know. I mean, that's why Nintendo delivers free pizza every single day to anybody who's playing their console. You just got to know how to get it.
What do you want to know about On Live, the games, or the chat thing?
Well, are the games any good? What are on that?
Well, let's see. They've got Braid, Alien vs. Predator, Alpha Protocol, Dark Void.
So is it all like PC
Borderlands?
Games?
No.
None of these games are good.
Darksiders, Mafia 2, Kane and Lynch. Oh, that's bad. Saw, Harry Potter, Assassin's Creed 2, Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Okay, one good game. Arkham Asylum.
Prince of Persia, Splinter Cell Conviction, Borderlands, I already said that.
Borderlands on there twice is awesome.
Yeah. Red Faction, Unreal Tournament, World of Goo. So they've got like maybe 20, 30 games on there right now.
None of those I want to play.
Batman, yeah. Arkman Asylum.
I already played it. Well, I already watched you play it.
Arkman.
There are none of those games that I would want to play again.
I already played it when I didn't.
That I have not already
No, I played it a little bit.
Don't oh, that's right. That is right.
I think I started
can
it
Can you talk to people? No. But you can cheer or jeer them.
That's stupid.
But so it's like an even stupider version of Xbox Live's face or feedback?
Yeah, but it's live.
Yeah, well, I think basically you're just basically telling them if you think they're doing a good job or they
right.
suck without being like, yo, you fucking faggot, you're fucking
exactly.
bad at your game, faggot.
Yeah.
That's not what it sounded like.
Well, sometimes that's what people need to hear.
That's usually all I hear. I don't remember the last time I played. I don't know. Ever since Xbox introduced the party system, I don't remember the last time I listened to somebody talk to me on the internet
yeah.
on Xbox Live. I kind of like that, but I also kind of don't like that because Matt and I used to waste hours playing games and doing character voices.
And we just invent characters and annoy
yeah.
people.
We played as these two really, really stupid and argumentative Southern guys who played Gears of War.
Nice.
That was probably the most fun I've ever
yeah,
had.
Yeah, I think my character was
so
really
you guys,
big.
You guys had these characters and you were talking to other people
yeah,
with those?
My character was really, really big into Larry the Cable Guy and the Transformers movies.
And I hated comedy and unrealistic things.
Yeah, he hated it because it didn't make sense that a robot could also be a car. And like there was one game where there was silence for the entire game until we started our conversation over. I started asking him if he was sure that he didn't like the Transformers movies, and this one guy like freaked out. He was so upset. He's like, "You already talked about this. Please shut up." He was like so desperately annoyed by us. So.
No, I think somebody came into the room and was like, "Have you guys seen Transformers?"
Oh,
like, I don't like Transformers.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, you can see how long ago that was, because that's when Transformers came out.
Yeah, Transformers and
one?
Gears of War 1.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's get on to Adam's News Hour.
Let's do that.
Got just a few things that came out.
News
For
Minute.
For PS3, we got Echo Chrome 2, Battlefield, Bad Company 2, Vietnam, and
Metalocalypse. Wait,
Death
Echo Chrome
game.
2 came out?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know what I'm buying tonight.
There you go.
What? What are you
360.
Buying?
360.
Pizza. He's buying some pizza.
Oh. Oh, man, pizza.
Balloons.
It's fun.
360, we got Battlefield Bad Company 2, Death Game, and I don't know.
Bad Company 2 came out months
Milo.
Ago.
Well, we haven't done this since, like, Thanksgiving.
Milo?
Oh,
so.
Wow. Okay.
Is Milo out yet?
Milo is.
Milo dead.
Elo Milo, whatever.
I bought my Kinect for Milo.
Yeah, well... Sorry.
Milo's canceled.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I'm going to kill myself.
He died.
That's the only reason why.
He had SIDS, okay?
It's the only reason why I bought an Xbox, why I got into video games in the first place.
Peter Molyneux got SADS.
You like
oh,
bossing
no.
around 14-year-old boys.
Wait, is that true? Peter Molyneux got SADS, sudden adult death syndrome?
He did. He got SADS. Peter Molyneux's no
did
more.
Did anybody tell dad to get SADS?
Nobody cared.
What's yeah, that? Nick and I have, well, you know SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know about SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. And Nick and I have started a non-profit charity organization, Dads Against SADS.
We're not dads, but one day we will be.
Yeah, and
yeah.
If we don't
get SADS.
We do want to outlive our children, so we don't want to suffer from SADS.
My number one goal is to outlive my kids. I think that's every parent's goal, right? To watch their children die.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
To prove anyway,
you're
sorry.
Better at living than your kids.
More game news.
Yeah, just a few more. We got Super Mario All-Stars and Mario Party 2 on Virtual Console. DS is Dragon's Lair 2. PC, Back to the Future, Episode 1. And that came out on Mac as well.
When's Episode 3 coming out? Is that the Episode 3 that everybody's asking about?
Might be.
Episode 3 is
probably,
never going to come
probably
out.
Need episode 2 first.
When is Half-Life 2 Episode 3 going to come out? Ever?
Never.
Never?
Never. When Duke Nukem Forever comes out.
Well, that's March? Coming out this year.
Really?
I believe it. There was a playable demo.
Well, there's been playable demos for how many years now?
Yeah, but from crappy developers.
Whatever. It's never coming out.
Is okay, is that all the news you had?
That's all the news I have.
Okay, we get our main topic.
Yeah.
Yep. Best games of 2012.
Ever!
Oh, 2012?
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Forever.
I would say Uncharted 3, but that comes out in 2011.
2012, yeah. Avatar 2, the game. Or does that come out in 2013? I don't
know. Avatar 2D.
Avatar.
Anyway.
Or 2012, This Is Not Avatar XXX Part 2.
Avatar XXX State of the Union.
Exactly.
So we had a lot of good games in 2010. Like a lot.
Awesome. Yep. Like a lot.
Like I got a big list here and there's just a lot of them.
So let's talk about some of the best games.
All right. Well, let me just I don't really want to read this whole list. Let me just look.
So don't.
Okay. Well, let's start off by asking how do we think the year was for games?
It's great.
It was average, I would say.
See, I thought it was a fantastic year for games. I think it's a year that I think I bought more video games this year than I have in the past.
Can I start off by listing the most disappointing games of the year?
Sure.
Crackdown 2.
Yeah, that was a big disappointment.
I heard it was bad.
No, it was the exact same city from the first game, the exact same thing except worse.
It was the Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX 2 of Crackdown.
Second time Nick's brought that up today, by the way.
How about Final Fantasy 14 and 13?
I wouldn't.
13, I God, what a terrible game.
I don't care.
Well, that's the thing. It's like 14. I've never played a Final Fantasy game. I watched the person I was living with play 14 religiously. It looked like a fine game to me.
Wait, 14's the MMO.
14.
Huh. 14, the MMO?
Yeah, the MMO. He plays it a lot.
Oh, wow. And I was like, just heard it was just abysmal.
See, that's what I hear.
By MMO standards, not by Final Fantasy standards.
When you're just watching somebody walking around questing, it looks just as horrible and boring as every MMO, so I figured it was really, really good.
Well, I'm pretty sure like the only people who are playing it are the people who are obsessed about 11.
Oh, exactly, and he was super obsessed about 11.
Other disappointing games. We got MAG.
Yeah.
That was a sad game because nobody bought it. So
it had it felt like a PC game thrown on a console and too expensive. It should have been cheaper.
I think it was a good idea, like to start trying to do that kind of stuff at least.
It worked. It was a functioning game.
Yeah.
Remember that's one of the games that people were like, "Oh man, PS3 really beat the Xbox this time. Massive action in 256 players." Nobody cares. And I'm pretty sure...
Here's some controversial thing. We got... what about Metroid Other M and Sonic 4?
Hey!
Disappointing game.
Hey!
Yeah, exactly. Two pieces of shit.
Wait, was Metroid Other M a disappointment?
No.
It got good reviews.
Yeah, I think terrible. You could qualify
I think that. Everybody's complaints about that game were just, why did Samus have to open her mouth?
No, but also...
I don't have a problem with her opening her mouth. It's just that she did
that
everything
words came
in
out of it.
I opened my mouth.
I'm fine with Samus opening words, her mouth, if you know what I mean.
Well, Will, what do you think about the gameplay?
The gameplay was a bit simplistic, but fine. I mean, I had fun playing it, but God, the stuff in between was...
That's part of the game, though. That's like saying Heavy Rain is a bad game because the gameplay isn't fun. Because gameplay isn't fun. But... I'm sure you listed that as one of your top games of the year, right, Adam?
Of course.
I thought the gameplay was fun. I was constantly nervous.
Yeah, Matt's just, you know, he doesn't like
it's,
games.
It's
he doesn't
fun
like
the
games.
First time before you realize how little anything that you do affects
exactly.
Heavy Rain.
There's no gameplay. Yes. I mean, I'm not bashing Heavy Rain, whatever. But still, I don't think you can say that Metroid can't be weighed down by the fact that there's so much story in it.
Oh,
and
sure.
Heavy Rain... Can't be.
No, I am saying that it's way
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Adam
saying that I had
Adam
fun
is saying
it
can't. It shouldn't be.
No, I never said that. I'm just saying it was a fun game.
I doubt it. It was developed by Team Ninja.
It was not fun sitting through all of the crap listening.
I won't
to
play it because it's developed by Team Ninja, and Team Ninja is the worst developer on the face of the earth.
Oh my
I'm sure
God.
They directed The Kids Are All Right, too, which is the worst movie
so
to ever
come
out.
So much hate.
Oh, I like that film.
Yeah, a bunch of stupid idiots.
That was a movie that really tried too hard. But this isn't a movie podcast. NBA 2011 Elite or whatever.
No, that was
Wait a minute. NBA. This isn't a movie podcast? What the hell
epic,
am I doing here?
Epic fail. Did you see Corbin Bryant? He was like standing in the middle of the basketball field.
Corbin Bryant.
He was standing in the middle of the basketball field.
At the 50-yard line. What a
yeah,
like a
standing
douchebag.
At the 50-yard line. Like,
he spiked it. Anyway.
Yeah, I love that that game was supposed to be like, hey, buy this great game and you get NBA Jam for free as a bonus game. People were like, oh, that's going to be sweet. That game was so broken that they canceled it and just released NBA Jam by itself.
That's why everybody was going to buy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Anyway, other disappointing games. Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption. You can't
Sonic
even sleep with the hookers. Why am I playing this game?
Was Bioshock 2? See, that's the thing is you keep naming games from franchises that I don't really like.
Bioshock 2 was not disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it. Of course, the first game was one of my top five.
Okay, yeah, but let's see. You're married. We already know you're not good at making decisions. Of course you like this game.
The premise of the second one just looks... It took everything that was sort of cool about... I don't know. I didn't really get into the first one that much, and I've said it before on the podcast, but the idea of the whole story I really enjoyed, but I just didn't like the gameplay.
Yeah, but nobody liked Bioshock 2. Yeah, it was a terrible game, except for Will, I guess, and... Who cares?
I don't know. It was interesting to see, like, you know, they did the first game was all about objectivism and how if you take that to one extreme, you get screwed. And the second one was all about how terrible socialism is. So it was fun. It was fun to see, like, the same setting.
Yeah,
with,
you bam, shoot Barack members. Obama in the head. Rape his corpse.
That.
Whoa.
I think that might have been DLC.
The greatest video game
but,
of all time.
I mean, Bioshock Infinite.
That awesome. Actually looks pretty cool. I really hate when they try to show me a trailer for something and they're like, hey, it's in-game. And that...
No, they should gameplay.
No,
before.
It's not.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying the first quote-unquote gameplay trailer where it shows all that stuff happening with that huge battle on the bridge. I was like, no, that's not in-game.
And then we saw
all.
It in-game and it doesn't look like that.
Does it look good?
It looks great. But it's not the original trailer.
That's cool.
Anyway, Darksiders, what a piece of garbage. Yeah. Everyone hyped that up for me, and it was terrible. Did you like it, Adam?
I haven't finished it yet.
But did you like what you played?
It was very, like,
it's not.
Generic.
I don't understand why people compared it to Zelda.
Let me Let me preface this by saying that I got it on sale at Amazon and traded it in for the same amount that I paid for it. So I got to play the whole thing for a net $0. I enjoyed it, you know, as just a fluff, nothing game.
I don't understand. Like, I got really excited because people were like, it's like Zelda, and so I played it, and it wasn't like Zelda or anything. It was like God of War, and I don't really like God of War.
Yeah, it was advertised to me as basically a darker, like, adult Zelda game, which I don't feel like it was, but again, I haven't played
like I said,
all of it. So.
It's like God of War, except a little bit different. But the story is terrible.
It had a little bit
visually disgusting.
Yeah, it really is.
It's
like,
a repulsive game.
That's really the worst thing for me is the art style. I cannot stand it.
Like, it's so stupid.
If you watched the zero punctuation thing on that, he rips on that pretty good. He's like, the characters are all designed by committee. It's just like, you can't tell what's
going
on.
But not only that, like, just the entire premise, like, it looks like a 12-year-old's doodles. I think I've went over this before. Like, there's, like, mecha angels and cyber demons. Well, that's from Doom, but...
Well, what'd you think of Bayonetta, then?
Bayonetta!
Bad enough for me to not play it.
I really couldn't stand it.
Unless the game is visually appealing to me, I'm not going to play it, so... That's why I won't play any realistic games, either.
Yeah, and there were a lot of sequels to franchises that weren't successful, like DJ Hero 2 and Army of Two.
Rock Band 3.
Not that. Rock Band 2 is very successful.
No, but Dead or Alive Paradise, was that first game successful?
Was that another volleyball game? I saw that on the list Adam sent out, and I didn't even recognize
the
name.
I think this one was like more focused on the girls than actual volleyball.
Oh, because the other one was so focused on the sport.
Right.
So we talked about Metroid Other
Mario
M.
Galaxy 2. The sequel.
No, but really he's saying sequels.
No, I'm saying unsuccessful. Oh, like Kane, like Kane and Lynch 2. Right. Not necessarily bad sequels, just sequels to games that weren't really successful in the first place.
Mm. Sonic Colors.
Yeah, Sonic Colors. Yeah. Why?
Yeah. And Sonic 4.
Yeah, but
wait,
yeah,
guys, it's going to be a good one this time.
Was Sonic 4 terrible? It looked terrible to me, so I didn't play it.
I didn't play it.
Anybody who says it could be good this time.
Terrible. It was not particularly good.
Oh, that's good. They released finally a game that wasn't offensively horrible.
Yes, it was not offensively horrible. It was just...
Did anybody get to play Golden Sun Dark Dawn? Because I really want that game.
No.
I loved Golden Sun.
I've never played any of them.
Let's talk about good games.
Okay, God games.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
End of discussion. Right, here we go.
I'm not going to get to play it until it's on PS3 because my 360 is broken. And I was lazy and didn't play it when my 360 was working. Because my 360 has been basically out of functionality in and out all year.
But you have the game?
Now it's finally dead. No, Nick has it, and I could have borrowed it from him. But
gotcha.
It's broken.
You can hang out with Adam. We finally browbeat him into starting.
The first one. I watched Nick play most of the game, and it looks awesome. And I played a little bit of it, and I played the demo and stuff. And it looks even better than the first one.
Yeah, it's
From what I've heard and what I've read, that seems like the most likely candidate for like everybody to be game of the year.
They really actioned it up, for better or worse. I wish they had kept a little bit more of the RPG elements, like more skill trees and having more items.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there.
But I mean, like on the whole, I would rather it. They smoothed out the entire gameplay experience. So I mean. I enjoyed playing 2 more, but I hope 3 adds in a little bit more RPG stuff.
I need to play that game again because I don't know what it is about that game specifically where I don't remember much of it. I don't even remember playing it that much. I know that I beat it and loved it.
It's because there's not actually like a main plot. The main plot is just like
the suicide
go
mission.
Recruit nine
yeah,
people.
It's sort of get all your stuff ready.
Mm.
It's the quintessential.
How long was it?
Story.
I feel like I plowed through
it's
it.
It's just tying stuff together.
Really
fast.
I
think you put for like 20 hours or 16
hours. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was because I was just coming off Fallout 3 where I'd put over 100 hours into the game. I wasn't used to playing an RPG that I could get done with in 20 hours.
And I guess if for Mass Effect 3, since it's the end, supposedly, they can actually have your decisions, you know, have big consequences.
I'm really curious as...
And 2, it was essentially just like either an NPC would be there and say, hey, you didn't kill the Rachni Queen. Or there would be an NPC player that said, you know, oh, hey, you did kill the Rachni Queen.
Yeah.
And that was about the extent of it.
I'm anxious to see how they're going to do the next game. I feel like limiting like a giant battle to Earth goes against sort of what the Mass Effect games were about, where you're sort of scouring the galaxy.
Is it limited to Earth though, or was that just for the sake of a trailer?
No, that's the plot line. That's what's happening.
Well, maybe.
But I mean, Earth can be under attack, but so can other things.
Maybe that is either I don't know. They wouldn't spoil the end.
Or maybe that's the climax or something.
I don't know if they would spoil the climax. Maybe that's how it starts, and maybe.
Do you think you'll be able to visit your hometown?
Well, I mean, they kind of spoiled the opening for Mass Effect 2 with some of their early trailers.
Yeah. I don't know. I really love...
I mean, Adam hasn't played it, so I don't want to tell him, but...
I'll just cover my ears.
Mass Effect 2 is really, really
good. The fully conducted rape scene.
Oh, yeah.
But, so yeah, Mass Effect 2, I think, would get my vote.
For Game of the Year?
Although I close second, if not tied, with Assassin's Creed.
See, I've never played an Assassin's Creed game. I didn't like the first.
Really?
I played a little bit of the first one. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I loved the concept of the first one, so I made myself play it.
See, I keep
and
hearing that
Assassin's Creed 2 is so much better.
Is it?
If you want to, like, you can just read a plot summary of the first one, and then just jump straight into 2. 2 was. Excellent in Brotherhood.
I don't like it. I played through a lot of the first one. I didn't like it at all. I didn't ever
what
have
did
fun.
What did you like
it.
About it?
Super repetitive.
Well, it's not only really repetitive, but I just thought it was boring. You would walk. You'd be like, oh, you got to spy on this guy, and then you'd find a guy, and you just kind of climb around. I didn't think the jumping and climbing was fun. I mean, that's the main
really
problem. I thought it was boring, and a boring game mechanic. And everyone's like, the animation's really good. I thought the animation was goofy and really bad. And the graphics in general were terrible. And a boring setting.
Wow. You are the only person I've ever heard say anything bad about the animation and climbing.
Yeah, I didn't like any aspect of that game. I didn't think it was fun.
But
it was just really bland.
I mean, Two and Brotherhood are
all the cities look the
plot
same.
Based, so you're not doing like the missions.
I don't like it. Fucking Middle East.
Well then.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else play Alan Wake, or am I the only person who played that one?
No.
I did it in both.
I had to
DLCs.
Watch Chase play Alan Wake. That was pretty sweet.
It does not have a real ending, and it's
So you played the main game, but you didn't play the DLC.
I did play both of them.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame. I heard that. I didn't play any of the DLCs. I heard that it doesn't end the game, does it?
It's like the end of a season. I mean, I know they were all like, "Oh, it's going to be like a TV show." And it really does feel like the end of a season.
Oh, so does it leave you on a cliffhanger?
Show. So it's like there's just enough resolution that a lot of the main storyline is wrapped up.
Okay.
But it's definitely like this, like he doesn't completely defeat the villain and all this other stuff. And it's just like for $60 plus however much that second DLC costs, like give me an ending.
Yeah, that's true. I love the game though. I was a little...
It was fun. I enjoyed the experience.
I wasn't fully satisfied with the way the game ended because it left me... I guess it sort of left me wanting some answers, but I figured they were going to make another game and I figured they wanted to carry over the story. And I had...
This was actually a game that I was looking forward to since...
I loved it.
Since 2004, I think, was when they were...
Yeah. It was a long time
ago. It was supposed to be a launch game, right?
Oh, the crazy... The really, really weird part about the game is how at one point it was supposed to be an open world game. And then...
They changed it so much.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that they didn't change certain things in the actual environment of the game so that you can see where it was supposed to be. You can, like, basically travel through the open world areas and they're empty.
I didn't really think about it while I was playing it.
It didn't bother me.
You can see all these areas you can go. There's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
There's, like, cars that you can just... Like, there's some levels where you have to drive long distances and you can get out of your car and... hop on another car and drive around.
Yeah, there are tons of them. There's no real reason.
Buildings
to do
you can
it.
Go into that have nothing in them. It's cool in the sense that I don't know. I thought that
it gives a good sense of like
desolation. You feel
like,
really, really alone.
There
and that's
were people
sort of
were
cool.
there,
but
it reminded me of what Silent Hill Homecoming was trying.
Oh,
to
Oh yeah, feel like an empty
like,
world
gameplay wise. Well, no, I just mean like you know. It was one of the first survival horror games that didn't make me want to gouge my eyes out with combat.
Yeah. I really loved the combat system in that game. And there were so many times where I was so scared that I was going to die.
I didn't like that, like, every time a monster popped out, it swerved the camera dramatically. So it was like, here is a monster. Do not be scared of it. We're going to zoom in on it.
I don't remember that happening.
Like every time, like when you're in the mist and it would constantly spawn the.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like it would do like a dramatic
That's
music
true.
Swell and the.
I sort of appreciated that because I often got caught off guard by enemies. Like all of a sudden they were just behind me and throwing axes at me.
Yeah.
And I played the first chapter of it. I loved it, and my Xbox is broken. If anybody wants to donate Xbox money to me, email me.
At
wtpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll give
so we
you,
can we can steal the money from you.
Yeah, well, no, I'll give you my address. We can we'll meet somewhere. Give me an envelope, some cash, or send a check. Make it out to cash.
Unmarked, not switchable.
Yeah, exactly. Did any of you guys play Black Ops?
No, because I hate it, and I hate Call of Duty, and anybody that plays Call of Duty
because
is a retard.
Because Modern Warfare 2
well, there you go.
For me.
Jeez.
I think we're the wrong group of people to review Call of Duty games. I think we all feel like, I don't know, it's become the
Well, I mean, we all play Reach.
Yeah, but the Call of Duty games have become Madden for like a new type of asshole.
Yeah.
See, I don't really have a problem with that. It was just that I got so soured by Modern Warfare.
Well, nothing's appealing about it. I liked science fiction. Experience. That's why I like Halo Reach.
I bought Call of Duty 2, 4, and Modern Warfare 2, and I enjoyed all of them, but Black Ops...
I don't understand the give us a game every year when we can make downloadable content, and I don't understand making people pay $60 for a game that is 5 hours of gameplay.
Mm.
That's insane.
Yeah, don't care.
I'm probably going to pick up Black Ops when it gets, you know, like $30 or so.
Mm.
It looks entertaining enough.
I don't know. I almost want to buy it just for that one multiplayer level. I think it's, what's it called? Like
Nuketown?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome.
It's such a cool idea for a multiplayer level.
What is it?
It's like, have you ever seen Indiana Jones 4?
Yeah, it's a nuclear test site town.
It's like the nuclear test site, like fake.
That's just because you like
really
Fallout.
Bright pastel colors.
Well, no. It's not just because I like Fallout. Because by putting mannequins and everything, it throws you off. Like, you'll enter a room and there'll be like a person there, but it's not. And it looks like 1950s homes and stuff like that. It's really cool. And there's like backyards with barbecues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Halo Reach. I like the Halo series because I like science fiction. That's about the only first-person shooter franchise I really
enjoy. Except for Homefront. You're going to be a huge Homefront guy, right?
What's Homefront?
It's that one with Kim Jong-il's son killing a bunch of Americans.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I find it really tasteful. That's the reason why I like the Modern Warfare series is I really just like those tasteful games where they you just Medal of Honor type things where you get to play current wars, or it's like if there was a game where they actually like took dead soldiers' faces.
Oh, and like, yeah, and you had to play as real soldiers.
Yeah, and they're already dead, so...
Yo,
and
they should make it so that every character in the game is a person, an actual person who's actually enlisted
in
the army.
And you hold their fate. And every time you shoot them, like, it actually notifies their real family that they're dead.
Oh, that would be
great. Like, if they could make a game like that, then...
You know,
I just really
I love those games because they're so immersive, you know. I'm just like, you know, I'm too scared to fight a real war for my...
So,
I'm too afraid to fight for my freedom.
You guys want Surrogate the game?
Yes, I want to play Gamer the game.
Yeah,
I want Jerry Butts in my game and filling up my holes.
Yeah, that's my main thing. Is that I was just watching the gameplay for Black Ops and that like big controversial clip of Castro or the lookalike, his like double getting shot in the face. It was so. I don't know. I've never been disgusted by violence before in my entire life. But when he like takes like a piece of twine and strangles that guy to death and you can see blood squirting out.
I know. I thought that
it's
was nice.
So disgusting.
Gross.
And over the top.
I didn't want to play that.
No.
That is bad.
I don't know. I
like that.
Speaking of disgusting
you
and over the top.
You thought that was worse than...
thought that it was worse than what?
The No Russian level? You thought that was worse than the No Russian level?
No, I thought that was terrible too.
Okay.
I feel like it's shock value for the point of shock value, and they're using events where humans, real people, really died. I don't understand the Modern Warfare series when there are people dying as we're talking in that fake quote unquote war that they're playing. Like it's, I don't know. It's so tasteless. I can't handle it.
Yeah. So what's up, Adam?
You liked Saw 2? Right?
Yeah, that was so awesome.
It was a terrible game. No, but I loved the series. Hey,
all right.
Don't judge.
Well,
it was a terrible game.
But that's the thing is, I don't know. I'll kill every civilian ever in a Grand Theft Auto game and have a ton of fun doing it. But there's something about that one soldier dropping his gun and like screaming. Ugh, it was so horrible.
It's just like very, very detailed.
Well, also when you're in Grand Theft Auto, I mean, you can see, you know, five copies of that person walking down the street.
Well, it's not even that. Even if it was super realistic like that.
Well, I mean, it's just like quick in GTA. You know, you run somebody over, they're dead, they disappear. You shoot somebody.
It's not even that. If it was super realistic still, it's just, I don't know. It just looked really, like war is sad and really, really... horrible.
I know,
and the more realistic war games become, the more sad I get.
I know. It's like nobody could really go on a rampage like GTA. I guess you could kill like two people, but then like cops will shoot you in real life.
Well, what if you have a tank?
If you have a tank,
and
I guess.
God mode on.
Yeah, but I mean, really, it's just GTA is so fantastic. Like, it's such a, even though it's set in like a realistic world, it's really, it's got, it's goofy and cartoony. Even the more realistic they get, it's still pretty goofy. Like, you know, war games, war really happens, has happened. Vietnam actually happened. It was a terrible war. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, on that topic, Grand Theft Auto should really stick to the more lighthearted things.
Well, Saints Row
it's a lot better.
Is like a better version of Grand Theft Auto 4. The Grand Theft Auto 4 is a great story, but yeah, Saints Row is just more fun to mess around in.
Yeah, the mechanics of the game are a lot more fun.
Because, well, for one thing, the aiming and the controls are better.
Yeah, it plays like also a really good third-person shooter.
Because it has just more features. Like, you can take people hostage. It has way more guns.
Oh, and the character creator is so good.
Character creator is awesome. Customization options are better. Just like every part that makes a sandbox game fun to mess around in is done way better in Saints Row 2. It seems like Grand Theft Auto 4 they tried to get rid of a lot of that stuff. And I think it...
For the benefit of telling a story, though.
For the benefit of telling a story, but also to the detriment of having a fun time in the sandbox, which is what...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't tell a convincing story when, you know, you just get out of your car having run over 20 civilians, and then in the
well,
next
yeah,
cutscene,
that's the problem.
Your protagonist says, like, oh, I can't, I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly the problem, is that it really, there was a disconnect, and you can't not run over civilians in that game. It's so impossible to avoid doing illegal stuff constantly. So it's like, Nico's like, I don't want to kill anybody anymore, and then I'm walking down the street with an RPG. You're really sending mixed messages here.
Which RPG?
But like, well, let's move on. Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption is my game of the year.
Agreed.
One of my favorite games of all time. And that game perfectly melded a character who didn't want to kill people and kind of wanted to get out of that life.
I never felt like killing civilians.
And also, you don't have a car, so it's really hard to... You have to actually shoot somebody in the face in order to kill them.
Yeah.
You know, if you run over them with your horse, you're not going to kill them. They'll jump out of the way or whatever.
But he also, in the cutscenes, made it clear that he had no problem killing
people. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's still... He has a violent past. And he is still kind of a crazy guy. Yeah, but he is not... I mean, he doesn't just go around killing everyone. And also, things like you can't sleep with the hookers... And you can't, you know, do anything that's too illegal. You can't make your character too much of a monster. Yeah. And if you do...
Can't you drag them behind your horse and then tie them to railroad tracks?
Yeah, you can do that.
But I mean, that's meant...
That's then,
Wild West
You can
stuff.
Do that, but the thing is, oh, is that it also it has repercussions in the game.
Yeah.
You can play your character that, but you then everything...
Townsfolk will hate you.
Yeah, everyone hates you, and...
The cops, the police are also a lot more, like... I don't know. I liked how they handled the police
I
liked a lot
that
more.
Certain, I mean, like, if you ride your horse far enough, you're out of a certain town's jurisdiction, but your wanted level will still be up, and people are going to come to try to kill you.
Oh, nice. Do, I guess, like, the equivalent of policemen just kind of, like, spawn out of nowhere like they did in GTA 4?
No.
Really? No. They all...
They come riding from the distance.
No. Nice.
I can't believe you haven't played that game, Adam. It's one of the best and, I think, most important games to be released recently.
Yeah.
I haven't played a lot of those, you know, best, most important games in a while, so...
I mean...
I'm getting to them.
It's not a sequel to anything. I mean, it is a sequel in name to Red Dead Revolver, but it's not a sequel to that game. It's like a new property that really... does sandbox games in a way they haven't been done before.
Speaking of really good sandbox games.
Just Cause?
Just Cause 2.
Yeah, I really want to play that game, and I'm sad that I haven't yet. I
have not played it.
Is it on PS3?
So good. Wait, it's on PS3? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Probably isn't it? Really, yeah, it is. Games, it's on... It's
right, right,
right. Multiplayer.
God, that game is so good. Loved it.
Yeah, that... I'm sad that I haven't played it. Because apparently it's really good.
It seems to me like it's sort of the... I don't know.
Have none of you played it?
No, I never played it. We played the demo a ton.
Yeah, really? I know. We played the demo.
It reminds me so
much
of...
It's like, you can find it for like $10 now.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm probably going to might buy it today. I'm going to go up to the
I loved the first Mercenaries game so much for the just how absurd, I don't know, and fun the open world was.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to play that one.
Yeah, I mean, to start off, you know, the open world is something like, something ridiculous, like 100 square miles or something. It's just enormous. And then, like, just the things you can do, you know, you can jump off of, like, the highest mountain or jump off of, like, you know, jump out of a helicopter, jump out of an airplane, and you fall for, like, literally 5 minutes, and then you just grapple onto the ground, and, you know, you're not hurt at all. it's just the most ridiculous stuff,
yeah,
but it's so much fun to do.
It's the opposite of Red Dead Redemption. There's no emotional thing there. It's just pure fun messing around with this. But in a way, they both really take advantage of their settings. Because, I mean, that takes place in kind of like a, in the middle of a country going through a revolution where you're like a free agent.
And I mean, on top of all that, the graphics, like the environmental graphics is just amazing. Like you can see the entire island from one end to the other and it just looks so good. And like they've got, you know, a whole like cloud particle system. It works fantastically. It just, oh, everything about that game is just very, very polished.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, speaking of twos, Rising 2.
Yeah.
One of my most anticipated games.
I haven't beaten it yet.
And it was so much fun. I need
it's
really, really good.
It is
it's
a very
so
good
faithful
game.
To the original.
But it's it improves on it so much also.
I really miss the photography portion of it, but it wouldn't make sense to include it. Because, I mean, your character's not a reporter or anything like that. The weapon customizing I thought was cool, but it sort of made standalone items pretty useless. Like, I don't know, there were certain items that I'd always keep with me in the first game, but in this game it was always like, oh, I'll just carry a bunch of custom-made items. I felt like you never really stumbled upon something out in the world that you're like, oh, this is awesome and unique. You just made all your weapons yourself. That was my only complaint, but that's not even much of a complaint because I got to run around with Wolverine claws.
The
addition of drop-in, drop-out multiplayer is the only reason why I was able to beat the game, too. Because I could not beat that final boss. And then I was low on health, and I think I had like a frying pan left, and that was it. And I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. And all of a sudden, somebody hopped in with a ton of food and gave it to me and helped me beat the bad guy. It was so great.
So that game had, like, online drop-in, drop-out?
Yeah, it's really, really awesome, too. Yeah.
Nice.
It's so much fun.
Well, how about Rock Band 3?
Rock Band 3 is also amazing.
Mm. Yeah, we played that. Nick has it. We were playing it the other day.
Did you get the keytar?
See, that's the thing, is that they make that Mad Catz MIDI adapter impossible to find. Because I have a real keytar.
Is it even out yet?
It is. It came out on the 26th of December.
Really? Oh, wow.
I have a real keytar, and I have a bunch of other MIDI instruments, and I want to use it, but I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to order it online, because I have a GameStop gift card, but GameStop's never going to get it. So, I don't know.
They won't order it in?
No, they don't do special orders on add-ons and stuff like that.
On anything.
Why aren't they carrying it?
Well,
they're a horrible
stupid
company. I hate that company so much.
Yep.
And none of their managers know anything because they're told nothing. Like, I was like, hey, are you guys going to get this thing? He's like, what is it? Well, it's this thing that makes keyboards work like a keyboard controller. Nobody really tells us what we get in. We just sort of get it and we put it on the shelves. I was like, I want.
You can pre-order whenever you want.
I want to kill myself.
Would you like to buy a subscription to Game Informer?
Yeah. Can I get.
Would you like an edge card?
Guys, our
15% off used games.
$4 off.
Yeah. I like to go into
games. Would you like to trade something
and
in?
We plaster our stickers all over them that you can never get off.
I feel like GameStop expects the average video game consumer to walk into a GameStop, go, I'd like to pre-order every single game that's ever going to come out, and I'd like 5 copies of Game Informer. Thank you.
But see, it's not always the employee's fault.
Please take my money.
No, it's not the employee's
fault.
That
comes down from corporate.
Exactly. It's the company's fault. I hate the company.
I don't understand.
There are plenty of competent employees that could manage those stores as a freestanding store, and
But the fact is that nobody handles any of the orders there. They just send stuff to these stores, tell them nothing, and then make everybody look bad.
Who is buying these $5 off new games? Like the used games that are $5 less? Because if you do, you're retarded.
You know what really bugs me is
that... What do you need to save $5 for?
To buy another used game.
You can't buy a used game for
$5. I mean, really, get a new game. Support the company. When you spend $55, all of that money is going to GameStop. When you spend $60...
Yeah, see, that's why I don't understand why people complain about Project $10. I think that's a great idea. That's what the thing that EA's been doing where like they give you a voucher to either play online or get the Cerberus network or something on a game where like if you buy it new, it just comes with the game. But if you buy it used, you have to pay $10
or so. That's great. I totally agree with that.
To play online. So the company still gets money, you know, from used games. Mm. And everybody bitched EA out about it.
You know, for the consumer, it sucks, but...
Not really.
For the company.
Think about it. If you get it for over $10 off, then you're still getting a good deal, a better deal. And it prevents people from buying the $5 off, you know, used games.
Yeah, they shouldn't. I mean, I don't understand.
But I mean, if you're the type of person who does buy used games, you know, you buy them because they're cheaper and you don't want to pay the extra money to have whatever feature enabled.
But they're rarely cheap enough to warrant the purchase.
Then go ahead.
Who
cares about old games?
Yeah, it's the people who are running out and buying Halo Reach the day it comes out for $55 instead of $60.
Well, I mean, you know what's really bad is that, like, you can go into the store, like, GameStop, for example, and, like, the day after the game comes out, like, they have signs up saying, you know, like, the trade-in value for games. And, you know, for a $60 game, the trade-in value is, like, $25.
Yep. Power to the players!
I don't begrudge them that. I mean, they're a company. They gotta make money.
It just seems really, really tacky.
Capitalism! Like,
I hate the way that there can't be independent...
When I got Mario Galaxy 2, like, they gave me a coupon with the game and my receipt that said, oh, trade in Mario Galaxy 2 for $25 towards your next purchase. And it's just like, why?
Well, why can't they? Well, I just don't understand why there can't be independent video game stores like there are independent record stores.
Hmm.
Because the profit margin is next to nothing.
Horrible. I want to be able to...
That's why, you know, Steam is
that's
popular.
True. Capitalism. I love story.
The thing that pisses me off the most about them, though, is you know, opening games and then selling them as new. I've driven across town, like, trying to find a game that's, you know, not in stores anywhere. They're like, oh, we've got one more new copy. Drive out there. It's like, oh, well, let me get the disc out of the back.
That enrages me because if you try to return a game that you've just taken the cellophane off of, one that they could shrink wrap, you haven't even broken the seal, they'll be like, oh, sorry, we can't take it back. It's open. But they're just going to open it anyway the moment I give it back to them and sell it new.
Mm.
I can't.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's. But, I mean, we could do it. You could do a whole week's worth of podcast.
Yeah, games of the year. So my game of the year was Red Dead Redemption.
That's my game of the year as well.
Adam, I actually made a top 10 list.
What?
Oh, God. There were a lot of games. Hey, enough.
What? The game's a piece of garbage.
Does the M stand for Metroid? Is it Metroid, other Metroid?
It's Mother.
Oh, way to spoil the ending.
Well, I didn't say anything about it. God,
that's like Matlock.
M Other.
Sure? Oh, Metroid, other Matlock.
God, there were a lot of good games for me. Spirit Tracks
came out last year.
One of my favorites. Was it?
Yeah.
Damn. Hey,
didn't that come out last year?
Well, it was a good game anyways.
It was.
Heavy Rain was one. Just Cause 2.
Heavy Rain was much better with
Move,
though.
I wanted to so bad.
It's like a completely different game because you don't have to do that crap where you hold down L2... To walk forward,
you just get to
use the stick to move.
Resident Evil 5 with the move?
I have, briefly.
Oh, I want to play that so bad.
It's not as good as Resident Evil 4 on Wii.
Really?
Really?
Because what happened... Well, the Wii version, like, you always have to see the cursor on the screen, so you can, like, be aiming, essentially, as you're moving.
Oh.
So, like, it's constantly tracking where you're pointing. The way that Resident Evil 5 works is that is when you pull down the, like, aim gun button, it takes wherever the move is right then as pointing at the screen.
That sounds terrible.
Wait, what?
Wait, it centers it?
Yeah, so like...
So it uses so like the camera to like, determine the position.
And then judges everything off of where... Yeah, of where you move it after
you
push. Yeah, I wouldn't have bought it if I knew that.
That is really bad. Dang it. Well, there goes about, all my desire to buy a move.
I know.
How about Pokemon?
Make a move?
Pokemon?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Pokemans. My favorite Pokemon is Bulbasaur.
Well,
not okay. Nearly game of the year potential.
I don't know. I mean, I thought
not game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, all. I guess you know, stacked up against all the other competition, but yeah, that was on the list.
Invisimals.
How many moles games year? Do we get? Martin moles.
All right, if they made Kinect at Martin Moles, man, I would buy that in a heartbeat.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the game.
Oh, that was a really great game.
Yeah.
I didn't get almost to beat the last level. I played first four.
Other than it's buggy, it has a lot of freezing issues.
It was fun, though, and the graphics were really neat.
It's very good.
Super Meat Boy.
The game was much better than the movie.
The game.
Game was much better than the movie of Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Will didn't like the movie at all.
He's an idiot.
He's
an
idiot.
What an idiot. Kinect Adventures. I really enjoyed river rafting, parachuting, take-a-tooting.
Kinect Sports. Did you like the soccer, the track and field?
I did. I liked it a lot. It was really responsive. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about Kinect. So responsive. It just works. Kinect. It just works.
You know,
works.
Kinect... I think it's.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, very sarcastic.
Very sarcastic.
Because it doesn't work.
It's it's so glitchy.
It does work.
No, I was
the software is what's holding it.
Okay, that doesn't change anything. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. The games aren't fun. They don't work.
The hardware works fine. It's just
I disagree. I tried navigating the dashboard with the Kinect, and it's horrible. Everybody talks about, it's a really great feature. I couldn't move anything.
You gotta position it. You gotta have. Well, what you do is you construct a cardboard box in your living room to get it the exact dimensions.
Oh.
Make sure nobody in your house moves or makes a sound for 30 minutes before or after powering off. And
have you guys seen the Kinect hack stuff?
Yeah, it's cool. That's great, but that doesn't translate to any good.
Just because it's an interesting tech.
Right, I mean,
that
that's what I'm saying. Like,
it.
I totally agree with you. You know, the games suck. They haven't put anything out that's really worked yet, but the hardware itself works fine. Like,
okay, yeah.
Incredible.
And guess what? People put Wii remotes in their vaginas. That doesn't make
and
those
that works amazing.
Great. They work well for controlling a video game. The vagina thing is second. It's peripheral. You know, the Kinect doesn't work for games, which is what it's designed to do. It's great that it can make a guy control a robot in Russia.
Now, did they actually sell 8 million, or was
billion,
that just a shit
billion.
Number?
They didn't sell that many. Are you kidding?
Wait.
That was there was some number
on there.
It was
billion, wasn't it?
On Kotaku or something. There are not 8 billion people.
That's true.
Two for every...
Is that how many they manufactured?
I just remember seeing a number on Kotaku that said 8 million.
How is that possible? I think Xbox sales.
I saw stacks of them at Best Buy. Like I never
saw
someone.
How many people have Xboxes?
Really?
Yeah, there's so many of them. There was definitely not the.
I think it said there were like 50 million Xboxes, and
they must be lying. There's no way they have that much.
There's definitely not as many.
Well, it's more than 5 million.
The demand for the Kinect is not nearly as high as it was for the Xbox, and the Xbox took a little while. Because, I mean, yeah, I can go to any store that offers it and buy 8 copies of the Kinect.
It says 2.5 million.
That was like November a few 30th. Weeks after launch, yeah.
How did the Move sell? Kotaku didn't post anything about their its numbers.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Move sold terribly.
So much better than
because nobody even realized it came out. Like the day it came out, it was just like, wait.
I don't know. I got to play that.
Oh yeah, that's
time,
right. That exists.
The other day, and I loved it.
Okay, wait, guys. What?
No, I bought it. It's great. It's the best.
Guys, okay, here we go. Microsoft says it's sold well over 5 million Kinects, but won't give a specific number. And they've shipped 8 million to stores.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
That's cool, I guess. Super Meat Boy came out this year. Who played that?
Yeah, it did.
Super Meat Boy's incredible.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so amazing.
That's what I hear.
Did any of you guys play Limbo?
I've seen it played. I haven't played it myself.
I beat that the day I bought it. It is really
Cataclysmer.
Really Cataclysmer.
It's a good one.
You guys don't have PSPs, right? Well, I know you do.
Oh, I love the PSP.
I do. I haven't played it in a long time. I bought Metal Gear Solid, but I haven't opened it yet.
Force Unleashed?
Boo.
Great gameplay. Terrible story. It was the exact inverse of the
first game.
So
maybe with the third one, they'll finally get it right.
No.
I think the company that made it was liquidated by LucasArts.
Was what?
I think the company that made it was liquidated by LucasArts.
Battlefront 3.
Which is, you know, it has a terrible ending that doesn't make any sense.
What,
Battlefront
2? 3.
Yeah.
I just want Battlefront 3.
Battlefront 3. Yeah. Mario Galaxy 2.
Didn't play it very much.
Oh yeah, let's open up that can of worms again. Adam and I
just mentioning that it came out.
You and I are both in complete agreement on that one.
Very fun game.
It's a really, really, really fun game. It's just it's got that been there, done that feel to it. It's not as impressive as the first one.
Wii Party.
Nobody played that.
How about that one?
I mean, I don't want to go through every game. I just want to say that. Red Dead Redemption was great. I didn't really play any other games.
My Nation Races.
Oh, yeah.
My Nation Races
is so
good.
Angry Birds. I loved Angry Birds. That's a fun game. I beat it. And I also played Angry Birds. Wink.
I think I bought, with the three downloadable games that I bought this year, I think I may have purchased about 300% more games than I've bought in the past on Xbox Live Arcade. Because Limbo, Super Meat Boy, and Scott Pilgrim are all worth everybody's money.
Nice. Yeah.
And
a lot of games to play.
Yeah, I mean, and looking forward to this year, guys. I'm looking forward to Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3. Dragon Age 2.
Zelda 9.
Zelda Twilight Swords.
Why did you say oh?
Me?
Yeah.
I forgot Zelda was coming out.
Supposedly.
I don't know. Right. They're probably going to delay it until 2015.
On the 19th of this month, Nintendo's having that big announcement about the 3DS. Maybe there'll be and also Skyward Swords
Zelda.
Is in store tomorrow.
Huh?
Oh, they're going to pull a Saturn on us?
I hope so. I want that
to
happen so
awesome.
Bad.
Awesome. Oh, man.
But I feel like...
Surprises in stores now.
I feel like in today's video game market, they can't do a surprise release like that.
Well, they did it with the
Xbox. They can't do it with the internet.
Did they?
Yeah, with the new Xbox.
Wait, with the Xbox or the Xbox 360?
The new 360.
Yeah, but that's something that's already existed. They just updated it and shipped a console. It's not
so you
it
mean like
new.
And it got and it was leaked like for months.
Yeah, and
oh, really?
They can't just be like, oh yeah, and Skyward Swords is or Skyward Swords, Skyward Sword is in stores right now because there are going to be so many people who own Wiis who are like, I didn't know that was.
And also,
yeah, they're not going to do that.
Guy who stocks things at Walmart will post about it as soon as they get them in.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho,
what else is coming out next year?
We got NBA Jam 2.
NBA Jam came out this year.
Well, they're making another one.
I hope so.
Hopefully more Kinect. I'm really excited to see what they do with that. You know, maybe like a FPS, maybe a TPS, maybe a 3DS with the Kinect.
I hope that the...
Killzone 3.
Whatever that... I hope we get some news about that new Resident Evil game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's being worked
Killzone,
on.
Killzone... The 3DS one? The,
Killzone no, 3 not is actually coming out next month. The next console one that's going to be online.
Like Outbreak?
It's not necessarily... Well, maybe sort of like that, but I guess they actually are working with the SOCOM team to make it to try to make sort of a tactical online Resident Evil game.
It could be cool. Who knows?
I don't know.
The last Resident Evil game was a disaster, but
what?
It wasn't tactical online.
I liked it.
What are you talking about?
Five. Five.
No, the last online.
Five is online Resident
Evil. Oh. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, I never played any of the online ones. Well, I mean, I guess Resident Evil 5 game. Was.
Yeah, what I mean.
But they're talking throwing more people in.
You know what we mean.
I know.
I can't
I'm
wait
just,
for the 3DS
I'm
one. I'm so excited for that one.
God, 3DS is going to be very interesting.
I know. I got to save up some money.
Now, didn't they just release a thing that said, like, be careful while you're
there's,
using
there's
this?
There's been a few things recently. Like, all, there's been some statements from doctors that say, you know, it's going to be bad for, like, kids under, I think, like, 6 years old because their eyes are still developing. But then somebody came back and said, oh, wait, no, maybe it's going to be beneficial to kids under 6 years of age. And then I don't know if it was Nintendo like or if it was somebody else, but, yeah, somebody did say, you know, it's got a very small window in which you can, like, get the 3D effect. So, you know, a bunch of
doesn't
people...
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose, though?
Yeah. I mean, it's got... Well, for one, it's got motion sensors in it, so I think I've mentioned this earlier. It's like, you know, games that require that are going to be just, like, you know, shit out of luck, but... I mean, people have been pointing out for, like, public transportation, especially in Japan, you know, like, subways, it's going to be rocking back and forth the whole time, so, you know, how's that going to work?
Hey, here's also another thing. It's a way more powerful version of the DS, and you can turn off the 3D whenever you want.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I'm going to be using the 3D all the time.
I doubt I will be using it very much at all.
Yeah, I'm more excited. I'm excited for the games that aren't going to use the 3D and they're actually going to use all
yes.
of the processing power to render things.
Yes, well,
once
how many
much
how many games that they do that?
How many games do you think are actually going to do that?
I think a lot of. I think some studios will go for that.
I don't know. I feel.
I think
like...
there's going to be a lot of 3D shovelware, but I think that there will still be games that'll. I don't know. I wouldn't put it against or.
Oh, and I think Sakurai said that like. Don't use the 3D for more than like half an hour at a time.
Wow, they're really trying their best to scuttle that.
Yeah, are they?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't care. I'll turn the 3D off. I'm excited about playing all those awesome games that look like
real
games.
I do have
games.
To say that like when
is
I played
yeah.
when I played Professor Layton, like everything, you know, is 2D and that, but it was just amazing cuz like, you know, everything was basically in layers. And I just really like that
Professor
effect.
Layton Meester?
No.
Oh. Is Cooking Momsen in there?
Cooking Momsen.
Do you know that there's Cooking Mama is now having babies?
But you can cook babies?
Baby Mama.
Baby
I'm not sure
mama.
If that's the name of the game, but there actually is like, you know, the character.
You have to raise
Cooking
a you have to raise a baby?
Babies. Yeah.
If it's called Baby Mama, I might just kill myself.
It is called
Baby
that.
Mama.
And Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Are they suing?
No, they're in it.
Oh, cool.
They're the babies.
Oh, it's a tie-in game.
It's like a prequel. anyway, email topic.
Mama.
What were your favorite games of 2010? And also, what are your most looked forward to games of 2011?
Hello?
Do you look forward to Madden
012?
The new Twilight game for the movie. Breaking
Which
Dawn.
Movie?
I don't know what happened.
Breaking Dawn.
Oh.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Oh, man, there was a Breaking Bad game where I had to cook meth. Where did you guys cut out?
I don't know. I never stopped recording, though, okay. So I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes, no, makes sense. Wow, what the fuck?
Call Adam again.
It's Lila. What's it like in New York City?
I gotta pay my registration for car.
Yeah.
How much? 120. I do that like right after the podcast.
Boo.
It's due tomorrow.
You have to go down somewhere?
No, I have to just do it online. I keep forgetting. I'm supposed to get a smog check, but I'm not driving up to California to get a smog check.
Yeah. What's going on in here?
Yeah, Will, did you call Adam?
I thought I called everybody.
Oh.
Hey, where did you cut out?
Okay, Adam, are you in here now?
I'm going to hang up.
Hey, call Adam again.
Fuck.
Adam called us individually.
No.
Hey. I need to buy that CD.
Okay, we're here.
Hi.
Hello?
Okay, anyway, I was saying,
email. Hold on.
Where did you get cut out at, Adam?
Right before emails, I think.
Okay.
Josh, can you answer? Okay. Oh. Are you online?
I'm on live. Are you on the informant, Matt?
Hold on.
No, it's Kyle, so I don't... I got halfway through that and Prophet.
Oh, you on MacGruber?
I do on MacGruber.
Yeah. Wait.
That movie's so good. Did you see it before you bought it?
No. I bought it was $12 on sales, yeah. New. Wow. During, right after Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Okay, can we go now?
Hold on. It's not letting me add Josh.
What does it matter? He wasn't even doing anything.
I know. Here, give me 1 second.
What the hell are you guys doing?
He's talking about why they keep calling.
Yes.
Adam is a big dumb idiot.
Adam.
Okay.
We already knew that.
Okay, so yep. Email topic.
Wait. Before that, I just let's everybody list, or I guess give your favorite game of the year.
We already said that, Red Dead Redemption.
No, well, and I did.
Right. So, Will, yours was Mass Effect 2, right?
I'm gonna go with Mass Effect 2, followed very, very closely by Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Okay. Matt, Nick.
Red Dead Redemption. We just said this.
I would like to say, this is Nick, by the way. This is Nick. I'd like to say Red Dead Redemption was probably my favorite video game of the year. Followed closely by Heavy Rain and Dead Rising 2.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Jeez, I think I'm going to have to go with...
Oh, and Alan Wake! That was actually my number two, Alan Wake number two.
I think I'm going to have to go with Heavy Rain.
Heavy Load.
Yeah,
it's just boring.
Okay. So, Matt?
What? Oh, I was going to say, email topic. You should email us, what were your favorite games of 2010? What are your most look forward to games of 2011? And then that's it. Oh, and if you have boobs, send us pictures of what your boobs look like in
your
new year.
18-year-old boobs.
Whatever.
At least.
I asked
on Facebook... What were your favorite games from 2010? And Noah said that Pokemon Gold and Silver were his, so...
Okay.
There's one.
Is Noah legally Thanks, Noah. Now our super fan?
Yeah, Noah's a super fan. Thanks, Noah. I know I've made fun of you in the past. I don't mean it. No, I'm just... This is a part of what I do.
We're actually friends on Fbook.
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook. He's a great guy. You know, if any 14, 15-year-old girls are out there looking for someone's dick to suck on, you know, call him Noah. He'll hook you up.
That was so gross.
Noah, I'm trying to help out here.
All right, so yeah, email us. Tell us what you think.
Will, is that how you met your wife?
What, propositioning random people over the internet?
That girl was looking for a dick to suck on. He said, I got one right here. Exactly. Noah, you could be married in a year. Go on your honeymoon 2 years. Anyway.
So emails. Where are we on emails?
We've only got two. We've got...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We didn't... We've already read the other ones?
I'm certain.
All right. We'll go for it.
Okay. So the first one, I'm just going to read this one. This one's great. It's one of my favorites we've ever gotten. From Chloe Smart.
Chloe. Oh, the says, chick from Brown Bunny.
Game name requested in brackets.
That's the,
in
the
brackets.
Title of the email.
Yeah. Hello, comma, not capitalized. Nice to meet you, capitalized for some reason. Can you tell me what is a good name for MMO game like Caesar-y? Question mark.
Thank you in advance.
And then best wishes. Chloe Smart, game manager, limited, telephone.
All right.
No.
What? Chloe email.
Oh, God.
At gmail.com.
You get some.
Well, now I just have to get like a really, really long.
No, yeah. What is this? She's obviously it's a spam bot.
Are you sure?
What is Caesar-y? I don't know what Caesar-y is.
I think she means, Caesar-y 2.
Caesar salad.
Oh, it is a game. It's a game. Caesar-y.
I don't think...
It was originally called Caesar-ish.
Little Caesar-y.
Ooh, pizza. Oh, you got a $50 bonus. I don't know what this is. It doesn't look
Caesar-y
like a game.
Caesar-y is actually a game.
Go to the forum.
A good name for that would be Brutus-y.
No, I'm thinking Nero-ish.
How about this? Call it a Halo
Reach.
Halo Reach with two E's in the middle. And maybe Halo with a W at the end.
I was going to say H-A-Y-L-O.
Oh, and a W, yeah. A Halo Reach. And they can't sue you and they'd be confused.
You can sell a million copies of your game.
You're welcome, Chloe Smart. Not smart there enough to think of your own title.
Game title. What else?
Okay, and then we have this one from Gianpiero Beraldin again.
It's a long one.
It says that the topic is, I don't know.
The podcast.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's me again, Gianpiero. I don't know if I'm too late for this. But if video games should be considered as sports, what's the point of going outside and actually working up a sweat? Now, kids have the excuse that video games are sports. For example, the MLGs. They pay people to play video games, and they make them the poster boy for the gaming community. All the other kids see this, think it's cool, and want to be just like them, which is a double-edged sword. Because even though it's growing for the gaming economy, it's also giving vibes that it's turning into a sport, and a professional sport at that. I think that video games should just rest a hobby or a pastime. I consider a sport to be physically exhausting.
Me too.
Sports are very exhausting. I get exhausted watching them.
I'm exhausted of sports.
Sure, with games, your thumbs will get a workout, but your heart won't.
Wait, what?
Oh, how sentimental.
Oh, he means physically, your heart.
Yeah, oh. Anyway, that's...
What, you didn't cry when Jason got hit by the car? That worked out my heart.
Jason!
Oh, I did. My dick got a workout in that game, too.
Damn. How long can you make Madison take a shower, by the way, in heavy rain?
A while.
Trust me,
she got real pruny in my
game.
She actually drowned in the shower.
Anyway, sorry.
There's other times where you can take her clothes off. Don't worry.
Yeah. I just want to say that the excuse I use in my head... for wanting to jerk off to a video game character. It's like based on a real model, right? That's like a real girl. They scanned her in. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let me get back.
The only thing they couldn't scan was her heart.
Oh, and she's not getting a workout because she's playing a video game.
Full circle.
Anyway, your heart won't... Anyways, that's just my opinion. Okay, so I'm going to Germany in March for student exchange, and I'm thinking of bringing my PSP. But I don't have any good games.
What's with that emphasis? My PS.
But I don't have any good games, and the ones I think I've already... The ones I like, I've already beaten it like 20 times. He's already beaten it 20 times.
His one so spelling error.
I was wondering, if you were in my shoes, what game would you buy?
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
I would sell my PSP, buy a TV and an Xbox.
Hack it.
Take that with you.
I would buy either Dissidia or Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, good suggestion. I'd get Metal Gear, Peace Walker. By the way, I'm there for 2 weeks, so it has to have a long playability to keep me occupied.
Yeah, I'd say go with Pizza Walker.
Yeah. I was thinking a Final Fantasy game like Crisis Core, Disidesia, but I don't know what to choose, so
did he write it Disidesia?
No.
Oh.
Also, I heard this from somewhere, but I thought it was funny. Canada is toque for America? Wait, what? I don't know what that word is.
It's a Canadian word. Hold on.
Oh, I'm looking that up.
Wait, a close-fitting knitted stocking cap.
Oh, okay. So it's,
so it's America's hat.
Okay, yes. Canada is a hat for America. So yes, I'm Canadian, and you're welcome for keeping your head warm throughout this winter. Now, if you don't mind, I'll be eating my beaver tails. Go Google it. It's not a real beaver tail. I think we get what a beaver tail is. It's when the pubic hair gets so long, it forms a tail, goes through the taint, it forms a tail that runs off. Am I right?
You have to braid it first.
Putting my maple syrup on snow and spelling colors with a U.
I like it.
There's one thing I like. Spelling colors with a U, because I think it makes the word look fancy.
Yeah, it does.
It's like spelling a... Where's it end in E-R?
But saying Canada is... He got too specific with being America's hat, because no way does a country that's colder than our country warm us up in the winter.
No, it's
I don't know, man. It's been pretty ridiculous.
No, because they take the brunt of the cold.
You're right.
Nick and I are moving up to Seattle very soon.
So we're going to be like a few minutes from...
So, yeah, we're going to be very close to Canada.
Maybe you can visit Giampiero.
Yeah, Giampiero, give us a call.
Meet up.
Thank you for the email. It was a good email. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for spelling things right and having good grammar.
Yeah, get Disidesia.
Spelling things correctly.
Get Disidesia, get Peace Walker. I'd say get them both and bring them to Germany. And also take pictures in Germany for us. If you could print out our podcast picture and take pictures of it in different places.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
About that. What do you think?
Nice. Good idea, Matt.
Go to Auschwitz and then take it. Oh, wait, no. Don't do that.
Take it back. Just go to Auschwitz.
Just go to Auschwitz.
Hang out.
Auschwitz.
Anyway, is that it?
Just one more thing I wanted to mention. So we're trying to start the tournament, the online tournament. The first one is going to be Smash Brothers Brawl. So I went onto the board and posted a topic the other day. And right now I just want to get people's opinions on it. Like, for example, what kind of rules you want.
I think five stock, no time. That's
no time, no items,
no nothing.
We're having items.
Final destination.
No, we're having items. We're having any levels.
Only. I say no Smash Ball then.
Maybe no Smash Ball.
Because that can be really character.
Yeah. Five stock though is definitely the rule.
Yeah.
Here's what I have just for starters. Five stock, no items. Single elimination, any character, any level, no time limit, two players per match.
I think we should have items. Let's give a couple items.
Personally, I really don't care.
Maybe not Smash Balls, but some items.
Yeah, so, I think. Yeah.
Go into the forum. I put a link on the Facebook page and give us your opinion. Tell us what you think, and then hopefully soon, like I'd like to get this up and going. Maybe within like 1 or 2 weeks, we can start getting some brackets up and start playing.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in.
I'm down. To do it.
So, guys, you have your mission. Rate us on iTunes. Give us 1 billion stars because you love us and we're awesome. Go to our Twitter page, which is scrolling down. Zelda WT Podcast. Facebook page is, of course, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And again, email us, WTPodcast@gmail.com. And our board is either tinyurl.com/workingtitle, ztpsocialboard.purpose.com. Take you to the same place, just one shorter than the other. And there you go. So,
thanks for listening.
Thanks,
guys.
Good
night.
Bye.
See you guys. Thank you, Josh.
Bye.
All the way over there. Thank you, Will, Matt, Nick.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Good night.